Blog Talk Radio. ¿Dónde tú estabas, José Inés? Ya llegué a buscarte, no te hallé. Te llevaste los cueros, el quinto y el tres, y por tu culpa suspendimos el bembé. ¿Dónde tú estabas, José Inés? Que ayer fui a buscarte en casa de Merced, a casa de Lola, a Cinto y Esther, a casa de Gillo, de Tomasa y Andrés.
Better Love, you are listening to the Truth to Power show with Eddie Rodriguez, and I'm Beverly, and this is Hispanic Heritage Month 2022. How are you doing, Eddie Rodriguez?
Just fine, just fine. Better love, Beverly D. I hope
better
you're doing
love.
Great. I'm still here in Puerto Rico. We had a blackout last night for a little while, but then the power came back. So
we're
expecting another hurricane this weekend, so we'll see what happens. But the music of Tito Rodriguez that you just played is immortal as far as Latin music roots. My roots in Latin music, well, salsa music, and from a perspective of a Puerto Rican in the South Bronx, that's what we're calling the series. My tale of my roots of salsa music, how I became a professional in the industry and what influenced me. And how did you like the music?
Oh, I like it. And the more and more I hear it, I'm really starting to like it. It's a happy sound, you know, and it makes you happy. And you need this kind of uplifting, especially with the things that's going on in the world here now.
Well, this music was a big band. We're going to hear more from Tito Rodriguez, and then we're going to hear Tito Puente. And this was the big band era of Latin music. A lot of Italians, a lot of Jewish people, a lot of, not only Puerto Ricans and, you know, just people that love to dance, were attracted even to this to go to clubs and go to events with these artists. And it was a United Nations, what brought them all together was the dance. They were able to interact with African-Americans and Hispanic-Americans, Puerto Ricans, other Latinos of different countries, and the white population of New York City at the time in the 50s, before the big band was over. It disappeared. And this is only a little taste of some of that music of that era. unfortunately, we don't have enough time to play all of the music of these great artists, but we wanted to start with Tito Rodriguez because he was our Frank Sinatra of a Latin music, so to speak. His silk voice entertained people from all over Latin America. He was our first Puerto Rican international star, and I thought it would be fitting for us to do this Hispanic Heritage Month series to spotlight an artist like Tito Rodriguez and some of his music, and I hope everyone enjoys it.
All right, let's go.
lista para que aprecies dulce cantar. Después no quiero que digas que di la rumba y no lo invité. Que venga para que aprecies sonoridad. Avísale a mi contrario que aquí estoy yo. Que venga para que aprecies dulce cantar. Después no quiero que digas que di la rumba y no lo invité.
Unos vienen y otros van. Te fuiste por cuenta tuya, buscando ambiente mejor. Hoy tú estás arrepentido, pues tu puesto se ocupó. El que se fue, mira, no hace falta. Hoy yo me encuentro mejor. Yo sigo siempre en el goce, pues el del ritmo soy yo.
A mí no me importa tú, ni 20 como tú. Yo sigo siempre en el goce, el del ritmo tú eras tú.
A mí no me importan tú, ni 10,000 como tú. Yo sigo siempre en el goce, el del ritmo no eras tú.
A mí no me importas tú, ni 20 como tú. Yo sigo siempre en el goce, el del ritmo no eras tú.
En el juego de la vida, unos vienen y otros van. A mí no me importas tú, ni 10,000 como tú.
A mí no me importas tú, ni 20 como tú.
tú. Yo sigo siempre en el goce, el del ritmo no era tú.
Quisiste tocar un solo, creyéndote que era cheque. Y al empezar tú fallaste, lo tuyo solo es paquete.
A mí no me importa tú, ni 20 como tú. Yo sigo siempre en el goce, el del ritmo no era tú.
En el juego de la vida, unos vienen y otros van. A mí no me importan tú, ni 10,000 como tú.
A mí no me importa tú, ni 20 como tú. Yo sigo siempre en el 12, el del ritmo no era tú.
That was definitely a winner during the Palladium days.
Uh-huh.
Yes, there was a battle between the Titos, Tito Puente and Tito Rodriguez, during those years where still in the big band era of the 60s. There was a spot in New York, like I told you, that, you know, people from all nationalities used to get together and they danced to this music. However, once they left, they had to go their separate ways. The Italians weren't able to have a Puerto Rican girlfriend, or a black African-American girl was not able to have a, Italian boyfriend, Jewish boyfriend. But when they came to the Palladium to dance, all of that was left outside the door. Mm. And they enjoyed themselves and they danced. It was an era of New York City with this big band sound of Latin music, dance music. Back then, they called it the mambo. And these artists like Tito Rodriguez or Tito Puente, they used to perform live mambo music, so to speak, for people to dance and cha-cha. At that time, was also popular. And it was an interesting period. I didn't get to go to the Palladium. I was too young. But my uncle used to go to the Palladium, my father's brother. And he met his wife at the Palladium. And they got married. And they had 8 children. And my uncle, obviously, he was born here in Puerto Rico. And his wife was an African-American woman. And all of my cousins from that uncle, their last name is Rodriguez. But if you see them, you would think you're talking to an African-American from New Jersey. Mm-hmm. They're all black. And they all have the same physical traits of an African-American individual, so to speak. But their roots, their father, may he rest in peace, and their mom, may she rest in peace, Cruz, and not, I'm sorry, Jesus and Josephine were in my uncle was Puerto Rican, like I said, born here. His roots were here, and Josephine's roots were in the South. But they had a beautiful family. I'm still in touch with my cousins. But if you saw them, they don't speak English, by the way. I mean, it's Spanish. They only speak English. So you would think you're talking to a brother from Newark, New Jersey, where they grew up. And that was the same, you know, thing with the Italians and the Jews and a lot of different nationalities. All they cared about was dancing. But when they left the Palladium, they went back to their reality, the beliefs of their families, and their prejudice against people from other races. But the music got them together, and I think that was probably the start of the Latino music becoming popular with all nationalities all over the world. So.
Yeah, and you know, I see why they say music is universal. So y'all kind of went through the same thing that we went through, the blacks and the whites. You know, whites had to be, when they went to a concert, it could even been like the black concert. When during the Motown years, whites had to sit on one side, blacks had to sit on the other side. But when that music got to playing, they forgot about the ropes they had between. They all started coming together. So that shows you that music is very powerful.
Absolutely, and very spiritual, because
yes,
the most important thing that Tito Puente taught me was that in music, you have to feel it. And
yeah.
You don't have to be Latino to feel it. If you feel it, then it moves you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a spiritual thing. It's invisible. And you know, I'm very proud of the music that I grew up with and the great people I met throughout my career. I think we have some more Tito Rodriguez coming up. However, if you want to call in and make a comment on what we're doing tonight, Beverly, give the call-in number.
The call-in number is 323-642-1586. That's 323-642-1586, and push the number 1 if you have a question or a comment about the music, or if you have a question or a comment for Eddie Rodriguez, who has been in the business for a long time. And I wanted to, at one point, you were a concert promoter. What do you do?
A concert promoter does everything from A to Z to bring an event to life, from the point of the concept to the point of the artist that on stage performing for an audience that is trying to buy a ticket to see and dance to this type of music, Latin music. It could be pop, Latin pop. It could be Latin urban. It could be tropical salsa. It could be Latin jazz. We have a regional Mexican audience as well, and it could be Latin pop, like a Shakira, or you know, or Jennifer Lopez. But we have great stars today still performing tropical salsa, and this started in New York City. With Tito Rodriguez and Tito Puente, and we played at the beginning of our series, we played music by the great Machito, Frank Grillo, and his Afro-Cubans. We were able to tap into some of the music he recorded with Dizzy Gillespie, and we were able to tap into some music he recorded with Coltrane. So, you know, the roots go back all the way to the swing and the bebop era, but I caught it when the Tito Rodriguez and the Tito Puente era, big band era, was popular in the 60s. I was a teenager. I was young. And, you know, all of us kind of gravitated to that for some reason. We didn't like the older music of our parents, and this was the music of the day that our older brothers or siblings or uncles that were young were attracted to, and I became attracted to the point where I didn't know I was going to become a concert promoter in the future, but this is the music that influenced me, that I love, and I feel, and I hope your audience also enjoys it, and I hope they call in to make a comment and tell us how they feel, and I think we have some more Tito Rodriguez for people to dance to. And let's bring them more Tito Rodriguez with that big band Latin dance music.
All right.
Listening and dancing pleasure.
Here we go.
La 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 la. Qué bueno, qué bueno es. Qué bueno, qué bueno es.
Anana boroco tinde, are you kidding me? Anana boroco tinde, are you kidding me? Lo que yo me divertí. La 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 la. Qué bueno, qué bueno, qué bueno es. Qué bueno, qué bueno es. A bailar lo bueno casera. Como bailo, bailo con ella.
Ave María Morena.
María, 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 María Morena.
Ave María Morena.
Qué bonita está María Elena.
Ave María Morena.
Chicos, es más gozar con ella.
Ave María Morena.
María, 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 María.
Ave María Morena.
Si Yanguno se vacuna.
Ave María Morena.
Ninguno se vacuna.
Ave María Morena.
María, María, María Morena.
Ave María Morena.
María, 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 María Morena.
Ave María Morena.
Como bailo, bailo con ella.
Ave María Morena.
Como bailo, bailo con ella.
María Morena.
mamá, como mamá abuela.
Mamá abuela,
ea, mamá abuelona.
Mamá abuela, mamá abuela.
Mira, 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 como mamá abuela.
Mamá abuela, mamá abuela.
Yes. You can really get into that music. Can you speak up, Eddie Rodriguez? I don't think we can hear you.
Hold on. Definitely I'm on.
Okay.
That top is good. And the last one, Hong Kong Mambo, and the one prior to that, Oye Como Va by Tito Puente. There's a great story about Oye Como Va. Prior to that, you did the last number you played by Tito Rodriguez was called Mama Guela. And we should tell everyone that this music is available on YouTube. All they have to do is Shazam some of the names, some of the music when it comes up, and they'll find the artist's name and the composition and the title of the track to be able to access it and play it whenever they want. The Mama Guela by Tito Rodriguez, which ended his set, was a composition, a tune that a lot of African-American black brothers of that era were attracted to because they were able to say that chorus, Mama Guela, Mama Guela. And
yeah,
they just
I remember that song.
They just loved it. I mean, I'm talking about New York City. You're talking about Detroit. So, you know, but this was a, you know, a international, like you said, it, you know, was able to be felt by not only Latinos, but people of all different races and creeds and religions that were living during that era and that had access to see this music alive. And because a lot of this music was not played on the radio during that time in New York City, the format was more of a romantic trio music. It was not this tropical dance music. This music I was exposed to in different homes of friends and family during that time. So it was a wonderful experience to be able to be exposed to Tito Rodriguez at the time. And then with Tito Puente, he was a other orchestra leader, and he had a 21-piece orchestra as well. And, you know, when he did Oye Como Va.
Oh, that was international.
That became international, became a standard. He told us a story once. He said that, you know, when he would go to perform, people would tell him from the audience to play the Santana song. And he would say, okay, the Santana song. So he would play, you know, he knew what they wanted. And then he, one day he said, he went to his mailbox and there was an envelope that had a check in it. And even though it was a Tito Puente composition, when he opened up the check, it had a lot of zeros behind that number. And he said, ever since that day, he plays the Santana music whenever anybody wants to hear. And so, you know, that was one of his stories on stage. He was a very personable celebrity, artist, and great human being. And then Hong Kong Mambo was the instrumental that he did back in the 60s that also attracted a lot of mambo dancers and people that didn't understand Spanish could relate to the music. So I think we have some more Tito Puente music coming up. Tito Puente was a great mentor of mine, and I was blessed to spend time with him, and up until his untimely passing back in 2000. So I think we have more Tito Puente.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. All right.
Yes, Tito Puente.
Oh.
momento importuno, ella se marchó y en un momento
Yes, a lot of good drum beats. Bongo.
Oh, yeah, and we know Beverly D loves the drumming.
Yes.
You heard the voice of the great crooner, Santitos Colon. He was born in Puerto Rico, like Tito Rodriguez, another great crooner. Tito Puente was born in New York. He was raised in Harlem. We heard some music that he arranged and he wrote. One of the tracks was with a female artist from Cuba by the name of La Lupe. That song was probably one of the biggest hits during that era because Tito Puente was signed with a label, and the person that La Lupe was talking about when she said, "Ay, ay, ay, Tito Puente me botó," and she, you know, that means, oh my, you know, oh my God, you know, Tito Puente fired me. And she made a song out of it because the person that came after La Lupe was the queen of Latin music, Celia Cruz. And that was a new era for Tito Puente to be involved with Celia Cruz for some years. And they toured as the king and queen of Latin music for many, many years. I was blessed to work with both of them throughout my career before their passing. And I'm going to tell you, these were humble, amazingly talented, God-gifted human beings. They entertained audiences all over the world. Everywhere I went with them or anything I did with them, people used to leave the event happy.
You have to with that kind of music.
We have, you know, today a different younger audience for this genre of music, tropical salsa music. But as I said earlier, you know, and the theme of this show is my roots in salsa. I'm not a musicologist, but this is my perspective. A Puerto Rican from the South Bronx tale in music. And I hope everyone is enjoying what they're hearing and can call in and give us comments and let us know if they are enjoying the music, if they're dancing to it. If not, they can go to YouTube and find any of these artists. And millions of views or hundreds of thousands of views that they have with this music, whether it's a video or not, that music is available. And if you hear something during the broadcast and think that you would want to know more about it, you can Shazam it, and it will give you all the information about the artist because I know people are listening in from different parts of the world. And we've been talking in English most of the time because this is Truth to Power with Beverly D, and it's politics, it's spirituality, and we're tapping into Hispanic Heritage Month music as a spiritual and visible phenomenon that can be interpreted from the stage to the listener to the point where it moves them to dance. And that's what we're focusing on, dancing or tapping your feet and saying, hey, I don't understand what they're saying, but you know what? This beat is kind of nice. You know, I can think about something. I don't have to think about my worries right now. I could just think about this beat and how nice it sounds. And so that's the goal of this program, to educate and entertain about some of these artists that were the influence, my influence, and many others' influence to, you know, focus and invest in learning and to become professionals in the Latin music industry, in particular with tropical dance or tropical salsa music. How did you like it?
Oh, I mean, it's happy. You can't sit here and listen and not smile. You have to move. You got to move your feet, your body, you know, so it raises your vibration and your frequencies, and that's what we need to raise our vibration and frequency, and the best way to do that is with music. It's awesome, and I mean, I never really listened to this music, the Hispanic music. And I mean, it's, you know, you introduced me to it, and I'm enjoying it.
Oh, we did this series last year, and we focused on Black artists in the Latin music industry. And these were these were artists, amazing talent, singers and musicians that in New York City could not perform below 96th Street, which was kind of like the point where it became in New York during the 50s or 60s and even into the 70s, more white than minority. Mm-hmm. You know, we have Spanish Harlem, we have, you know, Harlem. You know, these were minority neighborhoods, you know, above 96th Street going all the way up to the Bronx. So there was someone that told me a story about the great late Machito Orchestra. And the name of this group was Machito and the Afro-Cubans. However, when he performed below 96th Street, all those Afro-Cubans were white. So music got out there, but, you know, the Afro-Cubans, the original ones, were all, you know, Black Cubans.
Mm-hmm.
And they were so creative. They were so amazing, their arrangements and their compositions and their songwriting. But once again, you know, we had a system and a reality of racism. And, you know, even though people enjoyed the music, they just didn't want to see a person that was Black on stage. And obviously that's changed, you know, the Black and Hispanic population in the U.S. will be the minority in a few decades. So,
yeah.
You know, it took a long time, but, you know, it's getting there. There's been a lot of rebuttals and against that ever happening, but this is a reality. I mean, it's happening, and the white Americans, they've married into Latinos and African-American women, you know, men and women have, you know, white, you know, citizens, you know, people. And so, you know, those people are now becoming, you know, they know about our music. From the unknown, like you,
to
you know about this music. To
yeah.
the known, how you know. And I think that's the of what we're doing. So thank you very much for allowing us to do this on your show, because your show has been a politically minded, and you have a huge audience for politics. I think this music aspect kind of transcends all of the politics and all spirituality, and just something for people to enjoy.
Yes, definitely. All right. Well, let's get back to some of this good vibration here. Let's see, where did I leave off at?
máquina, máquina, que es mi maquinito landera. Lleve la gozadera, sacude, quema. Maquinito landera, yo me voy a vacilar. Y yo me llevo a Chabela, mala cartera. Máquina, 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 la mata, maquinito landera. Oye, juega.
Esconde la bemba que viene el matón, pero que esconde la bemba que viene el matón.
Yes, great music. We're listening to Eddie Rodriguez. He's bringing us his roots and salsa music, a Puerto Rican South Bronx.
Absolutely, Beverly D. This is an incredible set that you just had this evening, tonight, because we're on Eastern Standard Time. We went from the big band of era of Latin music, dance music, to a small ensemble or conjunto. They could just call it a combo, a cortijo y su combo. And they were from Puerto Rico. And the singer was called, El Sonero Mayor, Ismael Rivera, because of his style. The particular beat that they used was indigenous to an African influence called with drumming. It was called in Puerto Rico Bomba y Plena. And I think that was the music. Once again, it's my roots in salsa music and Puerto Rican South Bronx tale. That I'm sharing what was happening at the time when I was before I was a teenager and then when I was a teenager and how it influenced me to become a Latin music industry professional, producing, working for record labels, producing records, producing concerts, doing community events, trying to help hurricane victims, events that had Latin, all geared to the audience that enjoyed the type of music we're playing tonight. This is very interesting as far as this what reaches heard, because in the beginning of the show we were playing big band music, and a lot of trumpets, trombones, saxophones, a rhythm section, a singer, and background vocals. All of that was changed by this group that we just played, Cortijo y su Combo, with Ismael Rivera, because the Puerto Ricans at that time, they used to call the Puerto Ricans as a strategy by the U.S. government. It was called Operation Bootstrap.
Okay.
And Operation Bootstrap was trying to, influence the peoples of Puerto Rico to move to the U.S. and become the next race to become the workers and the factories mostly. And that was the type of work that the Puerto Ricans were getting. To educate them to become professionals. And, even my mother, who became a professional in the medical industry, she became a senior x-ray technician for Lincoln Hospital in the Bronx. Mm-hmm. She went to school. She didn't settle for just working in a factory, because that's what she did when she got to New York in 1953, as mm-hmm. well as my father. Both of them went into and became x-ray technicians. They studied for that, and they became the heads of the hospitals that they both worked in two different hospitals. But the music that we're talking about was the music that was not heard on the radio, especially this Cortijo y su Combo with Ismael Rivera. This was heard in Puerto Rican neighborhoods in the Bronx. Now, people in Spanish Harlem or Lower East Side or Brooklyn or Queens or, wherever they lived, had a different Staten Island. Staten Island didn't have Puerto Ricans back then. It was all Italians. But the Bronx, especially the South Bronx, especially Spanish Harlem, and especially the South Side of Brooklyn and Williamsburg, Brooklyn, were very heavily populated, and the Lower East Side, heavily populated by those first Puerto Ricans that came to find, a better lifestyle for their children. And I was one of those kids that came with my parents. I was born in Puerto Rico. But I left Puerto Rico in the early 50s, in 1953. And, you know, the rest of my life is in the Bronx. And then I moved to Los Angeles and spent 20 years there. Then I moved back to New York. And I lived back in New York for, you know, 20-plus years. And now I'm in Puerto Rico, and I'm enjoying what's happening here in Puerto Rico. But the truth of to power is that the power has not invested in creating new artists for the dance form that we're listening tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just salsa music or cha-cha music. The arrangers and the band leaders that we heard, you know, Tito Puente, rest in peace, Tito Rodriguez, rest in peace, Cortijo, rest in peace, Imael Rivera, rest in peace. You know, they were icons during that time. They were so famous. But once again, it made way for the new style of Latin music, dance music, which we know today as salsa. And from the 70s until today, there's a worldwide community of salsa dancers, of salsa consumers, and salsa artists from Puerto Rico or New York or from Venezuela or from Colombia that tour the world every single year, except for obviously during that pandemic.
Right.
And they're back at it again. So if you hear of a salsa artist like Oscar de Leon or Grupo Miche or Gilberto Santa Rosa or Mark Anthony, La India, Tito Nieves, there's so many that are touring all over the world that we have a community, and it's coexisted. This music has, it will change at some point, but for now, we're going into the 70s, the 60s and 70s, we haven't gotten to the 80s yet. It's turned into a music called Salsa Romantica, or Romantic Salsa. But the three artists, or the four, because Cortijo was an artist, and Imael Rivera was an artist, and Tito Rodriguez was an artist, and Tito Puente, the king of Latin music, was an incredible artist, were the beginnings of the music that we call today salsa.
Yeah, well, what you're doing is you're fanning that fire and you're not letting it go out, and you keep fanning it until that fire gets back up to a major flame. So that's what we're doing here.
Well, thank you. You're the one that's creating, you know, you're the one that's doing it, Beverly D. Thank you for your open mind to say, hey, you're an African-American woman that grew up in Detroit who is open to the frequency of this music and the feeling that you get from this music. And there's a lot of people that are not going to feel it. The language barrier will say, oh, they're singing in Spanish. I don't know what they're saying. Instead of looking at the talent, the musicianship, the incredible drumming and execution of musical instruments, from a trumpet to a saxophone to a piano to a timbale to a conga to a bongo, that make our music what it is today, you know, what we call salsa music. So I hope your audience enjoyed what they heard, and I hope they send us their comments. Let us know how we're
doing. Yes, please let us know. But I know I'm enjoying this, and we are down to our last few minutes, and I want to thank us, and we're going to go out with the tunes. But thank you, Eddie Rodriguez, again, and I look forward to next week. Better love.
Better love, Beverly D. God bless you and our listeners, and I hope they can go ahead and present some of the music they heard, or so that they can, find out for themselves who the people are that made the music that we call today, or the roots of the music that we call today, salsa. the music, and it's dance music. It's for couples. It could be, you know, two women or two men or a man and a woman. It doesn't matter. This is music. It could be by yourself. It's incredible. You know,
I mean, I'm sitting here moving. Mm-hmm. I've been moving for an hour.
Exactly, and that's what I wanted to bring to you, Beverly D, this experience that I had, so that you, you know, to share with you and your audience. So thank you so much for the second Hispanic Heritage Month Latin music series on Truth to Power with Beverly D on Block Talk Radio. You're the best. Better love, Beverly, and better love to your audience.
Better love, and thank you, Eddie Rodriguez. Until next week.
Quítate de la vía, Perico, que ahí viene el tren. Quítate de la vía, Perico. Quítate de la vía, Perico, que ahí viene el tren. Y quítate de la vía, Perico, que ahí viene el tren. Quítate, Perico. Huyele, huyele.
Si yo llego a saber.
Más que se lo dije a Perico.
Como el agua ardiente que yo le vi, asevera.
Le vi la cara.
te vi la cara severa.
Tenía la cara como una pantera. Acelera, 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 que viene severa.
Te vi la cara severa.
Roselena, gallina de agua. Roselena, gallina de agua. Roselena, gallina de agua, pichirila, pecho de cucú. Roselena, gallina de agua, pichirila. ¡Rapa, piragüero!
Severa.